So how are you, the leg and everything? Everything healthy, good to go?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good right now. It's been a great offseason for me, and I'm excited to be back with the team right now.
What do you do differently? I mean, you have two seasons now. You got injured in both of them. Is there anything you do different for this third year to be, you know, to turn out differently for you?
Most definitely. I'm not worried about the past. You know, I had some hamstring issues and a foot issue last year, and I'm making sure I change the way I train. And, you know, going into three years now, I've learned a lot, and I'm just moved past all that, and I'm not worried about that. It's a new year, new opportunity, and I feel like what I've been doing this offseason is going to prepare me to play, God willing, 24 games.
What have you been doing that you feel is going to prepare you to get you through an entire season?
It's just the way I've been training, you know, up in the amount I train throughout the day and doing a lot of hamstring stuff. Hamstring really out of nowhere became an issue in the past. But like I said, I'm not worried about what's happened these last two seasons. It's all about this coming year, and that's behind me.
You have a lot of new faces on defense. How has that chemistry, that camaraderie been coming together so far? And I know many guys are probably going to come in, but how has it been coming along so far?
It's been great. You know, the chemistry is already building, you know, on and off the field. So it's been awesome just training with the guys, being around everybody, and, you know, seeing what everybody has to offer.
That first day of free agency, where were you and what was your reaction, I guess, when all the news kept on coming in, you know, the Janoris and Damon and finally Olivier that afternoon?
I was excited. You know, I remember I was working out in Arizona and I see on the ticker on one of the TVs some of the moves we're making, and it's exciting, especially when it's defensive players and you know we got some more guys coming in to help us, and we still got the draft ahead, so it's an exciting time.
What's the atmosphere here like in your estimation compared to the past few years and now with new guys, new coach?
Energy. You know, there's great energy around the building, and guys are really, you know, focusing in, and you know, myself particular on the details. It's second year in the defense, so now I have opportunity not to go home and study, you know, necessarily the exact plays, but I get to pay attention to very details of the defense because I already know a majority of it. So now it's like another layer I get to go in and you know, really look at when I'm watching film and when I'm going over things. So I think that you're going to see guys play a lot more comfortable, guys with more understanding of what's going on and a lot more communication.
Did you feel that when you were on the field last year? That you were still sort of feeling it out instead of just sort of reacting? You were doing
I feel like we were playing, but I think there's some of that. You know, when you're learning a new defense, there's a little bit of that, obviously, but I think a lot of that's going to be eliminated. Everyone's taking a keen to the details and making sure we improve this year.
Devon, in your off-season training, have you reworked your body at all? I mean, have you lost weight? You look a little slimmed down when you came in.
Yeah, I've lost some weight, and I'm just focusing in on what I need to do. You know, like I said, I'm really not worried about the past. Everyone wants to put that stigma on me, and it was some unfortunate deals and some hamstrings, but that's behind me now, and I'm not worried about any of that.
What have you slimmed down to?
Right now, I'm like 251, and I'll probably lose a couple more pounds.
What were you in the past?
I played like 254 last year. So, not a big deal.
What's the biggest difference so far between Tom Coughlin and Ben McAdoo as head coach?
There's a lot of similarities. I really love what Coach McAdoo's doing with the whole, you know, it's evolution, not revolution, and things that Coach Coughlin did. You know, he's a legendary coach, and we all have so much respect, and things that McAdoo thought was going well, we're continuing to do and making some adjustments on other things. And I think that perspective and that energy he brings into the team meeting room and what he's done so far has been awesome.
They did have a lot of new faces, particularly at the linebacker position. I mean, not knowing what the starting three is going to be and just seeing that process coming through, I mean, how do you guys build that camaraderie, that chemistry amongst the three, you know, whoever the starting three are going to be?
I think it starts this offseason. You know, we're out here grinding every day. We're here. We're working. We're learning the defense together. We're getting to know each other, spending some time together outside of football. So you start to build those relationships. So when those times come and we're in the middle of the grind, you know, that bond is strong.
In the past, I know the coaches have kept you on the strong side. Have they had any conversations with you about maybe doing, I don't know, more on the weak side, not on the weak side, in the middle, or moving you guys around more?
We haven't had any of those conversations. I'm not exactly sure what the plan is. You'll have to ask Coach Spags on that one.
How anxious So you mentioned a few times you don't want to dwell on what's happened already. But how anxious are you to kind of move forward from that and, you know, become the player that some people thought you were going to become, you know, before all these series of mishaps?
I'm very excited. It's frustrating for me because I couldn't control it and those things that happened. But like I said, it's in the past for me, and I'm excited to move forward. I know what type of player I am and what type of player I hope to become in the future, and that's all I'm focused on is the present and the future. And I'm not worried about the past, and, you know, God willing, all that stuff is going to, you know, fall wayside when I start playing again.
You said you know. I mean, you've had a small sample size, but some sample size. What do you know?
I know that I can play football at this level and really help this team win games, and that's what I want to do, and that's what I am here for.
When was the last time in your career, going back to college, that you had the same defense in consecutive years?
This is the first time for me, actually, that I remember the same D coordinator 2 years in a row. So you can imagine I'm really excited for that. Although I learn fast and I pick it up, to be able to really dive into the defense, it's a different offseason for me because, like I said, I'm really focused in on some of the details of what this defense is all about and not so much the general scheme of things.
Okay.